to His Time. It is Thursday, January 9th. I'm Andy Bates, and it is a good day, even though it was a slushy trip in. Joining us by phone this morning, Jane Welke from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Are you being safe?
I am. I'm already tucked in my office, but it was a slow go this morning, I would have to say.
Yes, it was.
Yes. In fact, I gave a ride to one of my coworkers who was a little nervous about driving in this morning as well, and she introduced me to a new word, and the new word was slickery. She said it's just so slickery out here. So even the roads now that have been cleared off after our last couple of days of snow seem to now be all slushed up, and it's a wet snow. And so please, everyone, do be safe out there.
Yeah, I drive about 19 miles to work, and I think I averaged about 20 to 25 miles per hour on the way in today.
Oh, my goodness sakes. That was a long commute for you today, wasn't it?
It was. Usually it's a little bit faster than that. So
now, I'm assuming you had anticipated that and started out earlier.
I tried.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we do sometimes get caught in that kind of thing. Like, I thought I allowed enough time. Sometimes that happens to me when I come into the studio, too. It's like, typically I know exactly how long it takes, and then the morning that I allow just that much time is when it, takes a little longer.
Yeah.
So, well, it's New Year, and so I thought I would share a couple of things this morning that pertain to the start. First of all, I had a coworker who shared with me something from a blog called New Old Age Blog from the New York Times. And it was actually a gentleman who was writing in the blog, a woman that wrote in the blog who had just moved into a senior living community, into an apartment at the senior living community. And I thought about, I thought I would just read part of her blog, just from that perspective of the fact that she has now done it. Thinking that perhaps there are some listeners in the listening audience that themselves, whether they are here in the St. Louis area, close to a Lutheran Senior Services spot, or just living somewhere else, or even in the St. Louis area and choose not to move to Lutheran Senior Services, but just that whole idea of getting to a certain age and wondering if this is the year to make a different start. And this is what she writes. The very day I turned 66, 177 of you wished me well on a decision to take the advice I'd been giving others. And that advice was to leave a house I loved as one loves something animate, not merely a construction of clapboard and stone, before the inevitable crisis that would make it too hard to live there and also too hard to leave under my own steam. My darling house belongs to somebody else now, and a bit more than a month has passed since I moved into the apartment that's nice enough, better than I expected, really. With a new year here, the days at their shortest and a couple of snowfalls behind me, the time seems ripe to revisit this more. Did I do the right thing? You betcha. At the right moment? Sure I did. There are pluses and minuses, upsides and downsides, but I'd still argue that anyone who waits much longer than I did to align her living circumstances to the inexorable march of time is kidding herself. Anything is possible, and you never know, apply to much of life. But I've yet to meet anyone, except on a movie screen or in a state of denial, who doesn't get older every day. Absent a guarantee, I'd have died in my sleep while I was still able to walk up and down the stairs, use a chainsaw, shovel snow, and drive a car, to name just a few of the realities of suburban homeownership. Waiting even a few years longer would have been folly. What has been taxing now, both physically and emotionally, would have become geometrically harder with each year, and impossible, perhaps in an eye blink, with one stroke of bad luck. So, a tally of the experience, still a work in progress, in predictable and unpredictable ways. I wish I'd done a better job of culling my possessions, leaving half again as much behind, because I'm still living amid a tower of boxes. But I do feel that clearly moving, like every other part of aging, isn't for sissies. Then there's a snow thing. When I woke to a gauzy whiteness the other day, to the telltale sign of silence broken by the occasional grumble of plows, I forgot where I was in that moment after sleep. I dreaded the shovel, the rock salt, the wet rag socks, frozen fingertips, slip sliding even with four-wheel drive to the AMP if I was out of milk. But no, I live here now. Somebody else shovels. I walk to the corner for milk. So I share that that blogger's blog just from the standpoint that there may be some folks out there who are still owning their home, who get to that point now, shoveling yet one more time today, who might want to take a look at moving to a place where someone does that for you. But the point that I wanted to truly make was buried in there when she said, things that even get taxing now might be impossible with just the blink of an eye when that crisis comes. One of the things that we discover is that so many people do put off that decision until they discover that there is a crisis in their health, and then they need to move to assisted living or to skilled nursing. So a lot of our folks that move in as independent living do realize that they make the decision now while they're still able to enjoy it, but it also gives them that access, priority access to the other levels of care, so that if the crisis happens, their family is not placed in a position of having to figure out what to do right away. Right. So it's a new start, a new beginning. And if you're interested in looking for options, you can visit lssliving.org. We have Breeze Park in St. Charles, Hidden Lake in North County, Laclede Groves in Webster Groves, Merrimack Bluffs in Baldwin, and Richmond Terrace for assisted living here in Richmond Heights.
Now, how many years until I can move in? Because I don't really want to have to shovel snow anymore either, or drive in it.
Unfortunately, Andy, you do need to be 62 or older, so you're the one who's going to have to calculate.
All right, I got a couple of years.
You do have a couple of years, but it is something. We certainly know how hard it is to leave a home, but on a day like today when you're shoveling, it might look a lot more attractive than other days. And then also just to add, we do... Which a lot of people don't realize is we have a complimentary move-in resources staff where once you have decided to move in, helps by helping you find a real estate agent that has negotiated a lower commission. They're real estate agents that work with us. Our move-in resources folks help you figure out what fits into your new place, helps you find places to donate your other things, just a lot of things, even arranges for the moving truck to come and brings lunch to you the day that you're moving. So what? Wow. Who could ask for more?
That's just great.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would have had that when I moved.
I know. See, there's a lot of advantages to getting older, right?
There are. Wow. Just that helps make that transition so much smoother.
It really does. We did start the program of our move-in resources probably about 5 years ago. It really is something that we know makes it so much easier. When we converse with the families when they move in, the children helping their parents move, the people themselves really feeling like if there was a worry or a concern, it was much easier and much less stressful and less overwhelming to face that task with the help of people to help you navigate that whole route.
Right. What a great resource.
It is. And I do have a start, a new beginning devotion that I'd like to share also today. This was shared actually Monday morning in the first, the day after the first of the bigger snows by one of my coworkers. And it uses the acronym START, S-T-A-R-T, and really takes a look at the new beginning for 2014 using S-T-A-R-T. RT, and some scripture verses. So for S, the urging is to stop dwelling on the past, admit your mistakes, get another chance. If we look at Isaiah 43:18-19, we read, the Lord says, forget what happened long ago. Don't think about the past. I am creating something new. T, take an inventory of your life. Galatians 3, verse 4 reads, you have experienced many things. Were all those experiences wasted? I hope not. A, act in faith. Matthew 17, verse 20, Jesus replied, I can promise you this. If you have faith no larger than a mustard seed, you could tell this mountain to move from here to there, and it would. Everything would be possible for you. R, refocus your thoughts. Psalm 1, verses 1 to 3. Happy are those who are always meditating on God's word. They are like trees along a river that never dry up. They succeed in everything they do. And finally, T, trust in God for a new start. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Anyone who belongs to Christ is a new person. The past is forgotten, and everything is new. So some things to think about. What is something that you would like to leave behind from 2013? And what becomes your resolution or your goal for 2014? How will you ask God to help you let go of the past and trust God to help you become a new person for 2014? Just to review, S, stop dwelling on the past. T, take an inventory of your life. A, act in faith. R, refocus your thoughts. And T, trust in God for a new start.
Amen. Well, thank you, Jane. Always great to talk with you and get that encouragement each week from you and the folks at Lutheran Senior Services.
Well, and next week, I believe we're going to have at least one guest that will be with you for Faith and Family.
Yes.
And then next Thursday morning, I might mention that Al Koepke will be joining you in my place. I'm going to be attending the State of St. Louis breakfast next Thursday morning. It starts already at 7 a.m., and so one of my coworkers will be in my place, but I should be joining you 2 weeks from now.
Wonderful. Well, be safe today out there on the roads, and with any more coming weather, man, it's just crazy, isn't it?
It is. It truly is. It's even odd for a Minnesotan. So everyone be safe and take care and have a blessed new year.
Thanks. God's blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk with Dr. Nancy Peterson, organist at Zion Lutheran Church in Muskoda, Illinois. Stick around.